on the ship full of bombs.
First show where I know what the name is. You are listening to the Phil Jupiter's content nodule. Tom made some tea.
I went to the bank just to get a little money. When he told me the requirements, I started feeling funny. He said, you ain't got a house, you ain't got a plot, I ain't got a window and I ain't got a job. But it takes a lot of blue back to satisfy my honey. If I could get my hands on some F-old money. Well, I went to the social just to get a little pension. I was sorely in distress, I was needing some attention. He said, you don't get a car if I don't get a damn. That's why I broke his jaw, that's why I'm doing time. But it takes a lot of blue backs to satisfy my heart. If I could get my hands on some F-old money. A lawyer in the city. He said, you're gonna come and see me, boy, it really is a pity. Those savings you got in the casino disappeared. And he went out the window real quick, honey. And I'll do it all again, but it may sound funny if I could get my hands on some F-old money. Get my hands on some F-old money. Well, I went to my banker just to raise a little money. He said, I'm glad to see it, but I started feeling funny. He said, you ain't got a house, you ain't got a job, got a window and I ain't got a plot. It takes a lot of blue backs to satisfy my honey. I could get my hands on some F-old money. F-old money. F-old money. F-old money. F-old money.
At the
Did have one of my greatest ever memories as a parent involves that song. Of course, Electric 16 and Gay Bar. Before that, The Fall with Folding Money. Folding Money! Here on Ship Full of Bombs. It is the content nodule. I am Phil Jupitus. Just sat over to my left, he's young Tom, diminishing, not emotionally. I mean, the man's like a lion, but physically, just a bit less of him. Each time I see him, there's a bit less of him. It's like I'm in that film where a man drinks. Anyway, that's where we find ourselves here. Broadcasting to you as per time shifting from the Railway Hotel here in glamorous Southend, out on the bottom right corner, because the bottom left corner is actually Iguano Works near Barking. How about that? The bottom right corner of Essex, just after Canby and before the gun ranges on just past Shrewsbury Ness. So there's your geography lesson, there's your weight loss lesson, there's your emotional stuff, and it is and finally, of course, this is the first time that we've done the show and know what the name is, because up to this point we've had 9 shows of floundering around not knowing. And it was Tom, you emailed me, didn't you?
Yeah,
Tom emailed me and said, can we just, I've run out of words on the internet for describing it, can we just call it content nodule? And I went, yeah, all right. And then when I heard that, I thought, oh, I like the sound of that. So yeah, that's how it is now. Phil Jupiter's content nodule here on Ship Full of Bombs. And you know what the first two tracks were. So we'll press on. That's the way that we do things here. And sort of the next 3 shows on Ship Full of Bombs are going to be, once again, we're going to have, I think next week is going to be a 7-inch random box of delights. The week after that and this week, CD singles. I forgot. The thing is, when you're putting a show together, you tend to very much skew albums, because an album will give you lots and lots of choice. But CD singles, you see, back in the 1990s, in the sort of second powerful decade of the compact disc, they suddenly realised, well, we've got more room to put bonus stuff in terms of remixes, other versions, da-da-da-da-da on CDs. I've got some cracking CD singles. And so I've got a big old box of them behind me here. And so the next... couple of shows on SFOB will be resplendent with the product of my CD singles boxes. So enough of this yammering, and here's I can't even remember where this band are from, but I absolutely love this song when I first heard it. This is a band called Magnapop with Open the Door.
Everything is good these days, but all of my friends are dying. Davy May and Lisa May, but nobody else really wants to stay. Nobody else really wants to stay. Open the door. but careless is and careful tries. Open the door. Open the door. I can't stay here anymore. Open the door. Open the door.
Beautiful there. Magnapop, Open the Door. And I know absolutely nothing about Magnapop. I mean, this was recorded in LA. So, I mean, I had it in my head that they were a Canadian band. But I'm going to have to check anyway. And also, I thought they might be from New Zealand. But anyway, I can't even remember where I heard that track, but heard and purchased. I might have bought this in America. Actually, this might have been one of the CDs that I plundered from Amoeba Records when I was in San Francisco. In fact, looking at it now, yeah, I think I definitely bought that in the States. Yeah, there we go. It's Phil Jupiter's here. We've got no audience feedback as such to deal with. If you want to email the show, and bear in mind, I will probably not respond for weeks, which is actually better than my response rate to personal messages on Facebook. I don't ever respond to them. Anyway, if you want to contact us, is it listen@sfob.co.uk?
It is.
Boom. See, I can remember the email address now. I've been here too long, which means that my dismissal must be imminent. So, if you want to, we're on the Facebook. So just put Ship Full of Bombs into Facebook and that's how you're going to find us there. And we're at Ship Full of Bombs on Twitter if you want to tweet us. But again, as I say, this show is always pre-recorded. I suppose one when I get a Sunday night off, I should do a live one, shouldn't I?
That would be amazing.
That'd be a bit of a laugh, doing a live one, and then the abuse can really kick in. You know what? Did I hear somebody say 7 inches, 7 inches, 7 inches? I hear people say that many times, but that was two tracks ago. 7 and a bit minutes of insane Icelandic dance nonsense. I deliver. Yeah, that would be that's be a easy there. Also, I got the wrong headphones on, which always helps when that sort of thing happens. Wow, Björk, you are uninvited, madam. Okay, so there we go. That was let me get the title right, the Justin Robertson Lion Rock Wig Out vocal mix of Big Time Sensuality by Björk here on Ship Full of Bombs. Phil Jupiter's with the content nodule coming at you. And I'm just chatting with Tom there off air. And because I've got the massive box of CD singles, we're constructing a show that will probably be happening in a couple of weeks, I think. It's not next week, week after. We'll be, it's going to be all. Do we call them songs?
I'd go with songs.
Songs that you might not have heard of. So I'm using Tom as the barometer, which is pretty good because I threw Sugarcult at him just now and he went, yeah, I know them. Even if they ring a bell with him, if the name of the band even rings a vague bell with him, it's out. So we've got some stuff coming. I mean, there's going to be records I'm going to play on this that is going to make you cross because you're going to go, how can you not have heard of Rampage? How dare you? Their show on One Extra, their breakfast show on One Extra was extraordinary. But, you know, before they were gentlemen broadcasters, the lads on Rampage did used to make their own records. And I'm going to be playing one of theirs in a couple of weeks, so that's going to be coming your way. Meantime, this was a CD that I found in the box. Speaking of records that are going to annoy people, I think this one might annoy quite a few of you, but this is Talib, and because the reason it's annoying me now because it's doing this. Sometimes CDs will do that when you cue them in. It sounds like
they're going to take off.
This is the end. Oh, now, my friend, the end. We could do a really bad Southend version of Apocalypse Now. Anyway, this is Talib Kweli and a track called Lonely People.
Yeah, I like to go out to clubs. Las Palmas, you know. She just envy if I want to get grimy with it. Bungalow 8. OPM down in Miami. But when I walk in, I look around and I think.
I'm heading out, about to do some fleshing out. I know my flesh and doubt with something to prove. I'm sitting out on a trip to heaven's mouth. Yeah, I'm stepping out in the name of love. Who knew the devil could slow dance? We have pathological romances with technological advances. Infatuated with infatuation and intellectual masturbation with premature ejaculation. Making baby mamas or bastardation and lonely people all through the city. They club hopping and love shopping and thug posturing. Plugs be locking horns with crips on them drug blocks and them dollars flow right out of the hood when you trying to make paper out of the wood. You know the money don't grow in trees for paper. People change colors like leaves and they fall off in the mud like a filthy pig begging you and your dogs who store or crawl off. That much deserve ass whipping. He snitching, he twitching, he bitching, he all soft. Never work with his hands. Little kid on the block that always ran at all costs. Gotta be in the club looking for happiness or the meaning of love. Then it hit him out the blue like a vision. All of a sudden he don't like the way he living and he wanna be forgiven. How I know? Cause I'm right there with him. Yeah, yeah. Surgery, coup d'etat, the guy, lasers to remove the scar. There you are, you superstar. It's your birthday, and you in the club, talking holler back. And nigga, what? So much cleavage and ass crack. Pussy was stock of a plummet on the NASDAQ. Blank stares like nobody care, in a room so exclusive, nobody there. But really, truth is that nobody there, cause there's feelings inside that nobody share.
I want God to smile on me, but see, fame is a drug and you out on E. Celebrities decorated like Christmas trees, got complex like they're born on Christmas Eve. Sing a song to yourself and you stand alone, get nominated for a gold gramophone. Walk the red carpet, left your manners home, security snatch your people, camera phones. You got rose gold, yellow bottles, pink cashmere, so ahead of the trend. They sold last year, last month, last days, last hour, last minute. Your pursuit of cool is so passionate, do it if cash in it, laugh in his face. If it's death for anybody, won't stay in his place. So popular, can't go nowhere, folks stopping you. Might want to check the thermometer when you enter a room, the heat rises. Surrounded by people still lonely, that's why you need disguises. Well, probably.
Sneaker Pimps and Tesco Suicide here on Ship Full of Bombs. Phil Jupiter's with you. Let's have a look here. Yeah, we've got about another half hour of stuff coming your way. I'm still, because this show, it's not like I can say, hey, we're going to be playing this, because I'm not entirely sure what's coming your way. Other than, I think I'm pretty confident there's going to be some Scritti Politti. And I'm looking here, what else do I fancy? Some Beautiful South. But somewhat unexpected. We're going to finish with an unexpected Beautiful South track. That'll be fun. I was leafing through the singles in front of Tom here, and then he made an odd noise when I discovered an old Teenage Fan Club CD single. Because he's going to see him. Is it next week?
End of the month, the 30th in Cambridge.
Yeah, but of course the thing is we're time hopping here, so who knows? This could have been like 2 weeks ago we saw them, but
that
anyway,
was a few weeks ago,
yeah, it'd probably be a few weeks ago. But anyway, so in my world, Tommy's going to see Teenage Fan Club, but in your listening world, he's seen them already. Wow, it's a bit of a head fuck that is. I quite like it. Anyway, it's about time I played a record for Tom. He's a very indulgent, you know, young man, and he certainly indulges my proclivities. This is Teenage Fan Club doing a cover version he's never heard, so everyone shut up. Tom wants to listen to a record.
Thank you. catch it. Rub down the back and cheer up down my chest. Love up your woman, cause your woman are the best. Love up your woman, cause your woman are the best. Shabba love up your woman, cause your woman are the best.
Scritti Pilli there, and their version of Lennon and McCartney's She's a Woman here on Ship Full of Bombs. And it was Teenage Fan Club before that, and their version of course, Life's a Gas by T-Rex. I'm pretty sure Life's a Gas was T-Rex, not Tyrannosaurus Rex, although Boz Borah will correct me if I am wrong. So thank you very much for tuning into the show today. If you wish to contact us, it is listen@sfob.co.uk. That's our email address if you want to contact us. Not that I think anyone's ever emailed me. I mean, basically, mates sometimes text me or email me and go, oh, yeah, that was fun, the show, that was a laugh. See, this show doesn't live and breathe on kind of immediate feedback because of the time shifty nature of it. But I suppose we get a bit of feedback when we do a live one, which will be. In fact, I'll look at my diary and see if we can get a date for a live one in. That'll be fun to do one as a wee Christmas treat. What have you? I'm trying to think. So the show's on Sunday. Are they all? When do they? Because there's one at. I go out at 6. There's one at 5, isn't there?
Yep.
And then there's one at 7.
And then one at 8.
Oh, right.
Sundays are jam-packed.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? When do they stop on a Sunday?
10.
Are we allowed to go after 10?
If you want.
Why don't we? If we do a live one, we'd go 10 till midnight on a Sunday. Is that doable?
Could be.
Well, let's have a think about that.
Yeah.
Could be a laugh. My commitment to new music knows no bounds, as those of you that used to listen to me on the Scottish radio station Six Music years ago used to know, because we did this thing every morning where I insisted on playing a record that I opened that morning. I used to go in and open my post at 6 o'clock and listen to new CDs and bands I'd not heard of, and insist that, right, we're going to play two records I've never heard before. We managed to do that for about a year, I think. I seem to recall them not being keen that I did that, but, you know, they were not keen on many aspects of my show and personality at Six Music, but there you go, such is life. But this is one of the ones I would have played right out of the traps. This is beautiful. This is a young lady called Emily Capel, the Notorious MLE. She is absolutely brilliant. She's got some bits and bobs on YouTube. Can I stick, like, links for good artists up on the Ship Full of Bombs Facebook page?
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah? She does a really lovely ukulele cover of National Express by the Divine Comedy, which I'm kind of addicted to at the minute. But anyway, she did an EP, which is quite a minimally called extended play. Good work there, Emily. Anyway, this track's called Brixton Prison.
Red sore knuckles and tattoos across my back, I'm off to Brixton Prison, although I know I ain't done jack, and my mama writes me letters, I must get one each month. Well, this month I've had no letters, maybe my mama's got the hump. Sore knuckles and tattoos across my back, I'm off to Brixton Prison, though I know I ain't done jack, and my mama writes me letters, I must get one like every month. Well, this month I've had no letters, maybe my mama's got the hump. Did she say that she'd be out with her mate Stella, or was she out late like Cinderella? Oh, my mama, you should have seen her face when I got home, standing right next to my papa. They can have mine. Tattoos across my back. I'm free from Brixton prison, 'cause my life is back on track. And I'll walk across the courtyard where those chains come loose around my feet. And I can hear my people shouting, it's the Release Notorious 3EP tweet.
On the ship full of bombs.
Don't call it a comeback, I've been here for years, rocking my peers, putting suckers in fears, making the tears rain down like a monsoon. Listen to the bass go boom. Explosions overpowering over the competition, I'm towering, wrecking shop when I drop these lyrics that'll make you call the cops, yeah. So don't you dare stare, you better move, don't ever compare me to the rest, that'll hit slice and dice, 'cause competition's paying the price, yeah. I'm gonna knock you out, mama said knock you out, I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out, I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out, I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out. Don't you call this a regular jam, 'cause I'm gonna rock this land. Yeah, I'm gonna take this itty bitty world by storm. I'm just getting warm, just like Muhammad Ali, they call them cashes. Watch me bash this beat like a skull, 'cause you know I had no beef with. Why do you riff with me, the maniac psycho? And when I pull out my jammy, get ready, 'cause I might go blam. How you like me now? The rivers no not allow you to get with Mr. Smith. Don't riff, listen to my gear shift. I'm blasting, I'm out blasting, kinda like Shaft. So you could say I'm shafting. Old English fill my mind, and I'm up to this funky round. I'm gonna knock you out, mama said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out, mama said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out, mama said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out, mama said knock you out. Shotgun blasts are heard when I rip and kill at will. Now, the man of the hour, tower of power, I'll devour. I'm gonna tie you up and let you understand that I'm not your average man. When I got my jammy in my hand, damn, I think I'm gonna bomb a town, get down. Don't you never ever pull my lever, 'cause I'll explode and my nine is easy to load. I gotta thank God, 'cause he gave me the strength to rock. I gotta thank God, gotta thank God. I'm gonna knock you out, mama said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out, mama said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out, mama said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out, mama said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out, mama said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out, mama said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out, mama said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out, mama said knock you out. Mama said knock you out. Mama said knock you out.
Eagle Eye Cherry there, and his version of Lil Cool J, the famous Welsh rapper's song, Mama Said Knock You Out, here on Ship Full of Bombs. And then before that, Emily Capel, and from the notorious MLE EP, that was a track called Brixton Prison, here on Ship Full of Bombs. And I suddenly, with the way that we record this and the way it goes out, we've recorded, I remember we did one before the chimney came down on the Isle of Grain, and then when it went out, of course, the chimney's now history. But it'll be a very different world when this show goes out, one way or another. Oh dear God, take me now. These are the Lars.
1, 2, 3, 4 There's always much to pay the losses. I owe you, you owe me. I know you too. Can't stand on your own two feet on the streets for knowledge.
Design for life. wish I had a bottle. Right here in my dirty face, to wear the scars, to show from where I came. But we don't talk about love, we only wanna get drunk, and we are not allowed to spend, 'cause we all know that this is the end.
Beautiful stuff there. The award-winning Amy Wodge and her version of the Manic Street Preachers, A Design for Life. And prior to that, the alternate version of I Owe You by The Lars, which is, there's always a very odd moment whenever I bust out anything by The Lars. It gives me this kind of Proustian rush of, you know, oh my God, we've got to get the mail out done. It just, because I used to press for them years ago, and not an altogether happy experience, I have to say. Having to do press for the Lars, and the number of times you would get a phone call from irate radio station people going, they're not here for the live session on our show this morning. It's like, and then you'd be, and this is before mobiles, and then you'd be trying to reach whoever was managing them at the time. Oh, was that today, Lars? Oh no, oh mate, we're so sorry. It's just absolute bullshit over and over again. It was delightful, but man alive, the stuff that they made, good grief. Anyway, what's this? That's you can see that Amy Wodge track, bit downbeat, and then my Tales of Misery and Woe with the Lars. We should be uplifted.
No money, no plate, Mr. Wendell. That's his name. No one ever knew his name, 'cause he's a no one. Never thought twice about spending on an old bum until I had a chance to really get to know one. Now that I know him, to give him money is a charity. He gives me some knowledge, I buy him some shoes. And if think blacks spend all that money on big colleges, still most of y'all come out confused. Go ahead, Mr. Wendell. Mr.
Mr. Wendell has freedom, a free that you and I think is dumb. Free to be without the worries of a quit to diss society, for Mr. Wendell's a bum. His only worries are sickness and an occasional harassment by the police in their chase. Uncivilized we call him, but I just saw him eat off the food we waste. Civilization, are we really civilized? Yes or no? Who are we to judge? When thousands of innocent men could be brutally enslaved or killed over a racist grudge. Mr. Wendell has tried to warn us about our ways, but we don't hear him talk. Is it his fault? But we've gone too far, and we got too far, cause of him we walked. Mr. Wendell, a man, a human in flesh, but not by law. I feed you dignity to stand with pride. Realize that all in all, you stand tall. Go ahead, Mr. Wendell.
Got my timings wrong. This is the last record of the show. We'll be back next week. Ta-da.